The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jeff Cooner is with me, as he is this time every week. He is the host of the Cooner Report on WRKO AM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts. Jeff, what can you tell us about Matt Gaetz no longer wanting to be considered for the role of Attorney General?
It's great to be with you, Kieran. I just got off the phone literally about maybe 10 minutes ago with people very close to the Trump team in Mar-a-Lago. And here's what they've told me. He didn't have the votes. It was looking bad about 2 days ago. He lost three key Republican senators, Senator Murkowski of Alaska, Senator Collins of Maine, Mitch McConnell, who is no fan of Matt Gaetz, saw his opening. He put the knife in. And it was already then 50-50. J.D. Vance was taking him around the Senate today, trying to rally some support. And after about 2 hours, it was obvious the votes were not there. What I'm being told, they could be spinning me, but I don't think so. What I'm being told is this was not a decision made by President-elect Trump. He didn't call up Gaetz and say, it's time for you to fold your cards. This came from Gaetz himself. He realized he was going down and he didn't want to humiliate himself. And so he's come out now and said he didn't want to be a distraction and he's going to step aside. So Trump will have to pick somebody else. There is about a short list. The betting odds right now, it's either going to be Matt Whitaker, who was the acting attorney general under Trump in his first term. He was just named as the ambassador to NATO. But Whitaker definitely wants the job. Trump thinks he'd be capable. John Ratcliffe, former director of national intelligence, is also in play. And look for this wild card, Kieran. Senator Mike Lee, Utah Republican. He is a conservative, a constitutionalist, a close friend of Donald Trump. He also wants the job. Of the three, the one that would be the easiest to confirm, because he's very well liked in the Senate, probably would even get some Democrats, is Mike Lee. The one that is perhaps most hardline, most MAGA of the three, would be John Ratcliffe. So we'll see what Trump decides. But Kieran, there's no question. This is a blow to Trump. This is a blow to his incoming administration. I know this for a fact. He was his number one pick. He was going to be his pit bull. He thought Gaetz would clean out the DOJ and the FBI. And now he's lost his man. What happens to Gaetz now? We shall see. Technically, Kieran, I've been on the phone with some of my friends up on Capitol Hill. He has resigned. Matt Gaetz has resigned. But he resigned from the 118th Congress. He was elected on November 5th to serve in the upcoming 119th Congress. So technically, if Matt Gaetz wants, he'd have to write a letter to the House Speaker. There'd have to be some procedural loopholes or hoops, that he'd have to jump through.
Yeah.
But technically, Gaetz could return to the Congress in January if he wants to.
And Jeff, can you explain why some of those Republicans that you mentioned, from Alaska and elsewhere, are not supportive of Gaetz? Because, the narrative had been that, Donald Trump had kind of done the clean sweep and he would have carte blanche. His hands were untied. He could kind of do what he wanted.
Well, that's what I was trying to tell people for a long time, is that this idea that Trump's going to be this authoritarian dictator in the American political system, that's impossible. There are so many embedded checks and balances, even within his own party. Gaetz, I think his nomination collapsed for two reasons. One, and I think this is his fault, he has literally insulted and publicly attacked and vilified countless establishment Republicans in the Senate. McConnell being one of them, Murkowski, Collins, and there were others. So this was payback. They were looking to get him back and they got him back. So in a sense, he was an architect of his own doom. I think the second thing that really hurt him is this House Ethics Committee investigation. He resigned, so they didn't release their report. It's not that it's damning in the sense that they're going to put the handcuffs on him and, there'll be criminal charges. But there's enough there. Did he sleep with an underage girl? Is he a womanizer? Did he do drugs at a party? this is something that is a moral taint and a scandal on him. And many Republicans didn't want to walk the plank. If it was Mike Lee, if it was someone else, say, that was more well-liked in the Senate, maybe they'd be willing to risk their political necks. But for Matt Gaetz, no way. And he saw the writing on the wall. And look, to his credit, he didn't continue, because if he did, it would have been, I mean, a political repudiation. So he is now out, and Trump has now faced his first defeat.
All right. Well, listen, we'll have to watch how all of this plays out over the next few weeks before inauguration in January. Jeff, can I ask you about the decision by Joe Biden to allow missiles, long-range missiles, to be used by Ukrainian forces in Russian territory, and the British kind of making a similar decision in the wake of the US decision? We've been talking about it on the show over the last couple of days. For the people you've been speaking to on your show, and the people you've been speaking to in and around the Trump administration as well in the last couple of days, what's the sense in the US of where this is going?
I can't tell you the anger, the nervousness, the disconcern that this has now caused. It is seen by myself, by most of my listeners, and by people, President Trump, President-elect Trump, and his entire national security team, as a reckless, irresponsible escalation. And Kieran, the reason why they're saying this is that Joe Biden himself, 3 months ago, when pressed, because Zelensky was pressing him hard, we want, what are the, you know, the ATACMS, the U.S., the supersonic missile system. They want to launch them. They want to use them deep inside Russian territory, target Moscow, target military targets around the Kremlin, maybe even use it on the Kremlin itself to really go after Putin. Joe Biden himself said that this would take us down the road to world war. He has now reversed himself. And Putin, in response, has revised Russia's nuclear doctrine. They now have authorized a potential nuclear strike, a low-yield nuclear strike on Ukraine. My fear is that this could escalate to the point of World War III. And the sense among Trump and his people, and this is palpable, every single person told me this, that they believe Biden did this on purpose to sabotage his incoming presidency, to sabotage his ability to make a peace deal, to hold a national, an international peace conference, and that this would lock him in. Because if Ukraine continues to launch these missiles and Russia does retaliate, say with a low-yield dirty bomb or nuclear bomb, Trump will have no choice but to fully prosecute the war against Putin. And so they feel that this is an attempt by the deep state, by the military-industrial complex, by the generals around Biden to prolong and deepen this war and try to, and tie Trump's hands.
Jeff, always good to talk to you, and we'll talk to you at the same time next week. Jeff Kuhner is host of the Kuhner Report on WRKO AM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.